allowing the body to sink down into the mat. To take up all the space that you need. So if you feel you'd like to splay your arms out to the side or your legs out like a starfish, just allowing your body to be free. It can sometimes be nice to start in the semi-supine position with your knees up. And then after a few minutes, just resting them down. This can be really helpful if you hold a lot of tension in your pelvis. So for the duration of this meditation, allowing your body to be very free and easy. And just noticing what's happening with your breath. With the tension in your face, if there is any. Taking your awareness to your eyes, your forehead, your ears. As we move that light of awareness around our face, we let go of tension as each space is illuminated. So finding a spot of tension, wherever that may be, the light shines on it and we release on the next out-breath. Remembering to rest at the end of the out-breath. In that rest, your body will find the spot it wants to lie in just now. There's no need to try. Your body will find it all on its own and it will shuffle until it finds where it's comfortable. And noticing if there's any shift from left to right or changes in pressure from left to right. When you breathe out at the end of that out-breath, notice if anything settles from left to right differently. Maybe your head might just relax into the pillow in a different angle. Will the pressure on the ground between left and right shoulders might change. Will the pressure in your buttocks or the small of your back where it meets the floor. Might seem to shift on an out-breath. If you're holding tension in your shoulders, then allowing your palms to face upwards is often the most beneficial way of releasing that tension and allowing the shoulders to become evenly balanced on the floor. If your pelvis feels any way uneven or rotated or at a strange angle, the easiest way for your body to find out how to correct that is to completely give yourself up to the breath. And allow your body to move into whatever position it wants to. And this might mean that one side of your pelvis feels much higher up towards your waist than the other. Allow it. Your body is unwinding. So you need to allow it to go the wrong way before it will find its correct resting point. Feeling the rib cage expand with each breath. Feeling the breath in the back of the body. Paying attention to the back of the body. The back of the head as it rests in the cushion. Feeling the weight of your head resting, sinking downwards. Notice how your neck is one of the few parts of your body that isn't wholly resting on the ground. At least part of it is suspended. So just allowing a softening in the back of the neck. Breathing into the back of the neck to allow in a release. Breathing into the back of the shoulders. Feeling the gentle roll. Moving your awareness down your spine. And to the solid point where your sacrum lies. Sense of stability. Feeling the buttocks splay outwards as they rest on the ground. Moving your awareness down the back of the legs. Noticing if your legs are lying differently on the floor to each other. Just noticing that without needing to correct it is enough for your body to correct it itself without your input. Your body will tell you if it needs to shuffle and move to be in balance. Finally, to your heels, touching the floor, allowing the feet to flop wherever they want to. Giving them the permission and letting go of any fight to hold your body in any way, in any particular position. Taking a moment to notice how your body feels different to what it did 10 minutes ago. And giving thanks and perhaps a sense of awe at just how much your body does for you and can do for you without any help from and you yourself. Your body has its own innate knowledge how to heal. All we really need to do is just allow it. Step out of the way and allow. So now, if you feel there's an area of your body which needs your love and your compassion, turning towards that area, placing a hand there if you can, or otherwise just visualizing into it. And inviting you to take the breath there. With each breath, we invite in a sense of space. Just as our lungs inflate when we inhale, just as our lungs open up, can you invite that same opening to the part of the body which needs you right now? Breathing in and imagining the air swirling and softening around the muscles, the flesh, and notice if when you do this you feel any sense of shiveriness or coolness or any kind of twitching. And this is almost your body just communicating with you and telling you when it's ready to release something. Allow these shivers, this coolness, these twitches, these movements, to pass through your experience. Allow them to flow freely and to give gratitude for the release and the change. All of the time, allowing your body to move wherever it needs to move. Your body will straighten itself up all by itself when it's ready. And so if you've placed a hand here on this part of your body which needs your attention, feeling the warmth and the compassion the love and the care coming from your hand. Really feeling into your hand where it meets your body, or into the flesh itself, into the bone itself. Just flooding the area with a soft, kind awareness. Following any sensations and allowing them to grow. Sometimes you might find they need to grow before they pass. So deciding whether it's more beneficial for you right now to be with the breath and softening and attending to any discomfort through the breath, whether your body needs your hand. And the warmth that emits from it. Physical warmth and emotional warmth too. what's right for you. Whichever one you choose, staying with that for as long as it's beneficial. Welcoming in, allowing in possibility. Possibility of change. Find that fork in the road. In the pause at the end of the out-breath. And if you perceive there to be any mental tension in that pause, allowing that to dissipate, to dissolve. And so we lie here in this room together, creating a collective kindness. To our bodies and to our minds. With great tenderness, turning towards that which needs our love and attention. And if you're struggling with cultivating this idea of love and compassion for yourself, that's okay. Allowing just a hint of a smile to appear on your face. or a hand on your heart can help to sow the seeds of compassion. I'm now inviting you to relax back into a broad awareness. After having perhaps turned quite deeply into yourself, relaxing back, allowing the eyes to fall deep into their sockets. Allow your head to sink into the pillow. And even allow the eyes to open. If you feel that would release tension. And so we rest, breathing in compassion. Breathing out compassion. How does it feel in your body? Turn towards yourself with such tenderness. And in fact, to lie here with other people doing the same. Breathing in compassion, allowing that compassion to be directed wherever you need it. Feel its softening effect. With your compassion, perhaps you feel your heart beginning to beat differently. As you breathe in compassion and saying to yourself, breathing in compassion. as you send the compassion to the area which needs it, as it floods that area, as it saturates every ligament, every bit of space, every cavity, as it wraps around every bone in the area where you're working. And as you breathe compassion back out into the room again, just notice how your heart feels. So thanking yourself for the time you've awarded to your own well-being.